On April 1st, SoundCloud launched their fan-powered royalty payout model. It's supposedly more equitable and more transparent for independent artists. Are artists finally going to get paid the money they deserve? Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape? Sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Christopher Grant Sr. Thank you so much for listening to Destroy. Now, I know there are a million things you could be doing right now, but you took time out of your busy day to listen to me. So sit back, relax, and open your ears and enjoy the Uneven Playing Field series.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
This is great. Are artists finally gonna get paid fairly for the music they put out? I don't know. Let me do a deeper dive into all of this. Many of you may or may not know that SoundCloud recently launched their fan-powered royalty payout system. Fan-powered royalties is said to be more equitable and transparent. It's a way for emerging and independent artists to earn money on the SoundCloud platform. This is wonderful. So kudos to SoundCloud for bringing this payout model to the SoundCloud platform. But the concept of this type of payout model has been around forever, for a long time. In fact, it's the payout model that is used in competitive streaming. It's referred to as the UP payout model. UP simply stands for user percentage payout. Platforms like Spotify, Apple, and others, they use what's called stream share. Specifically, Spotify uses a model that they call stream share. And stream share simply is an artist's share of total streams on the platform. Now, mind you, these platforms, they have millions and millions of artists. So common sense would tell you your share of total streams is going to be next to nothing. It's like a huge pie, and the biggest slice of the pie goes to the big name A-list artists, leaving you with a small little piece. Almost nothing for those of you who don't have many fans at all. And you starve to death. So this type of stream share payment model is not the best model for an independent, underrepresented artist. It just isn't. SoundCloud's fan-powered royalties payment model is much better. Or, as it's called on a competitive streaming platform, the UP model is much better. A user percentage payout model is much better. On that type of model, fans are directly paying for the artists or paying to the artists that they listen to. So if an artist gets on a competitive streaming platform and doesn't have but maybe one, two, maybe even three fans, if one of those fans gets on the platform and pays their subscription fee and only listens to you, then you make the net profit from their subscription fee minus whatever the platform takes out. So if the subscription fee is $9 and the platform takes out $2 or $3, that leaves you as the artist with, and again, I'm not a math expert, but that leaves you as an artist with like $6 or $7 to pocket from one fan. That seems like a win-win situation for any independent, underrepresented artist. Now, when we look at the SoundCloud fan-powered royalty system, it seems very lucrative for the independent artists. But before you get too excited, there are some criteria in place that you must have before you can fully take advantage of this fan-powered royalty system. According to SoundCloud, you must be a premier member or pay to be a part of Repost by SoundCloud, which I believe is around $30 a month. Don't quote me on that. Now, I believe I read an article that said that if you're a independent artist on SoundCloud who has around 100,000 followers, then you can look to make around $600 a month, which is really good, considering the fact that prior to this payment model being introduced, you probably weren't making anything. So to go from zero to $600 a month is a great thing and a big deal. The only problem is if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of followers, this isn't going to really help you much. Your payout has to be $100 or more for you to make any money at all. So if you're a independent artist who doesn't have any followers, this may not benefit you. At least not right away, at least not until you're able to get a substantial amount of followers. But the concept and what they're doing is a unique and good thing amongst digital media platforms as they are today. It's no secret that artists aren't making any money from Spotify or Apple. And if they are making money, it's very little, and it's not as much as they should be making. We can probably all agree on that. But is it enough? Is it enough? As an underrepresented creative, is SoundCloud's fan-powered royalties enough? And is that all they need to do? I would say no. So, as you look at it, these moves that these companies are making, on the surface, they seem very positive. But are they really impacting your brand, your career, and your finances? That's the question that we really need to answer. Because like I said in my previous podcast, you don't need the industry, you need an audience. So what we need to ask ourselves as independent artists is, are these changes that companies like SoundCloud, United Masters, and eventually Spotify and Apple Music are making, are they going to, one, put money in our pockets, two, give us an audience, three, be a platform that is fair to all, that allows underrepresented creatives to build their brand so that they can have longevity. Is that what SoundCloud is doing? Possibly. If you have an audience, if you come to the platform with an audience, then this fan-powered royalty payout system is going to make you some money. I believe if you, like I said, if you have followers, 100,000 followers, you'll make around $600 a month. That's good, considering that prior to this, you weren't making anything. But most independent, underrepresented artists, they don't have 100,000 followers. Some of them don't have 5 or 10 followers. And that doesn't mean their music isn't good. That means that they don't have the ability to get their music out to several people. It's only being shared with their family and friends. These are the questions that we need answered. Because the issue is, you don't need a middleman. You don't need the industry. You need an audience. And as long as these independent artists don't have an audience, they're going to struggle. And the only platform that I'm aware of that will provide independent, underrepresented artists with an audience as well as fair compensation is a competitive streaming platform. Now, competitive streaming is a platform where the users determine how content is valued, ranked, and publicized. The algorithm of a competitive streaming platform is the people. It's a bias-proofed platform. It's the people who are deciding the success of the content. Competitive streaming, I believe, is the future of streaming. And I'll be talking a bit about that in a lot of my podcasts. If you want to hear more about it, you can go to traxbox.com. It's TRAXBOX.com. And those people who are on SoundCloud who have, 50,000 to 100,000 followers, you will make more money than you would on a platform like Spotify. And that's the truth. Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people.
Hey, if you like what you hear, please share the Destroy podcast with everyone you know. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at C Grant Sr. That's at CGRANTSR.